Good morning and welcome. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and think back to a more simpler time. A time when we would wait patiently to see someone who would make us feel better about ourselves. Someone we would look forward to seeing, knowing that they would make us feel good just to be in their company. I am talking about, that's right, your neighborhood friendly Avon lady. Remember when the doorbell would ring and all of us ladies would run to the door and hear these sweet words, Avon calling. Remember when she would open up her suitcase full of goodies and all the fun things that you would find inside. Remember how the Avon lady would demonstrate all those products? Remember how she would help you ladies try on the perfect shade, fragrance, or size? Remember how beautiful you felt? It was the perfect fit. And men, remember how you felt getting that favorite soap on a rope? Didn't you feel refreshed after using it on a daily basis? Well now, open your eyes and jump forward to Laity Sunday 2018. Our church here at the Manahawkin United Methodist Church is waiting for you to try on some of our committees and see if they are the perfect fit for you. Ladies, do you love to cook or knit? We have the United Methodist Women to make homemade soup for their annual bazaar, or making sub sandwiches to help the neighborhood center. Or maybe some can cook those tasty meals that you would make for the mother-daughter dinners to help with family promise. For those ladies who love to knit, the Knitters Group loves to knit hats, scarves, and sweaters for children in need. The quilters also love to make beautiful quilts. Or maybe music is your gig. How about joining one of our many choirs? Whether you can make a joyful noise and sing, or even a soloist, or count like crazy and join the bell choir, or maybe play another instrument during one of our services, we would love to hear you. How about you men? You like to get your hands dirty? How about mowing the grass and working to pull the weeds? We also have the garden to grow fresh veggies for the local food banks. And the United Methodist Men meet for breakfast and also help raise money as well to help out in these areas. They also help raise money for scholarships and help to tear down and set up during our host week with Family Promise. Maybe it's children you love. How about helping out with Sunday school, vacation Bible school, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the youth group, or the Emily Eisman and Edward Jones Scholarship Fund? Or maybe you would like to try helping out with our Manahawkin preschool. We also could use your help during our worship services for greeters, ushers, readers, and acolytes are always needed. Maybe the prayer group, or maybe becoming a Eucharistic minister is something that you would enjoy. We have communion servers, and not to mention our decorating committee, who makes our church look lovely during the holidays. The finance committee keeps our church home running like clockwork And the trustees also help take care of our church home and the parsonage. Do you love to write letters or send cards? This old-fashioned way of communicating brings delight to our shut-ins, our servicemen and women, and college students. We now have the 21st century form of communication, where you can be a part of our crossword or email newsletter. These are a few of the committees that our church has to offer. We have many more to choose from. Won't you consider joining one of these committees? Now, my friends, it is time for you to remember our friend, the Avon lady. She may have tried to recruit you or someone you know to join her team. Do you know someone that you could try to join our team here at Manahawkin United Methodist Church? Someone in your neighborhood, someone at your school or an after-school activity, or maybe someone you worked with, like my friend Ginny. Invite them to one of our worship services or cantatas. How about bringing a friend to the mother-daughter dinner or one of our summer picnics? The choice is yours. So remember, my friend, the Avon lady. When you hear your church call you, will you answer? Will you try on something new? When you leave here today, will you feel refreshed? My hope for all of you is that you consider joining our team of committees and help recruit others to answer the call of our church. After our service today, please join Pastor Choi, myself, and other church members during our ministry fair. God bless our church and to all the Avon ladies who rang our doorbells.
Thank you, Pauline. That's wonderful.